Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Skylar Moe. First thing first, I just want to thank everyone who support my last podcast and all the great energy and feedback. It gives so much motivation to keep doing what I love, and I'm so glad that I helped many people some way in life. Trust me, it means a lot. Today, in my second episode of Why and How, I'm going to talk about how I change the way I think, how I keep my motivation every day, why reading can change your life, and why you should set a time limit or quit social media. Let's get into it. Hello, welcome back. Today is a beautiful morning, and I know it's Monday, and it sucks. And I understand it is hard to keep motivated on Monday. A lot of people hate Monday. Why? Well, because we don't want to wake up early in the morning, or people don't like to go to their job. But for some people, they don't have a choice. I feel like everyone has experienced it. Waking up early used to be the hardest thing for me. Like, I'm not kidding. But you know, we were forced to do something in our lifetime, like doing homework or our parents forcing us to say hi to people that we don't even remember. But what if we start with the morning routine and start our day with the great moods, which will lead to a wonderful day? Keeping up with motivation is easier than keeping up with Kardashian. So why don't we start now? I used to be very shy and quiet. There were days I wouldn't speak to anyone because I was just so scared, mostly elementary and middle school. I got bullied a lot because some people just like to pick on quiet kids. I don't understand why. It is not like I was starting beef with them or talking so loud in the class. I was just being myself and keeping my own goddamn business. However, I built my confidence every year and every day. I wasn't born with the confidence, so I knew I had to build my confidence to stand up for myself and others, and to have a social life and to learn more about people and culture. I did practice most of the time talking and looking at myself in the mirror, reading books, watching videos, and asking for advice. But it wasn't easy. It takes time, practice, motivation, and the right mindset. If you want something for a long term, you know you have to work hard enough to get it, make it happen. Learning something is hard, or it can be easy sometimes. But you need to be willing to learn, which means you have to be open-minded. But I promise you, it doesn't happen overnight, so you have to be patient and committed. Some people can argue like, well, I don't have that in me. But let me tell you one thing, you do have that in you. Everyone can do anything if they are committed and dedicated. Most people tend to give up in short time. Why? Well, because they are not obsessed over it. If you know you want it, you gotta be obsessed over it and willing to do anything to get it. So my question is, are you ready to achieve everything in life? Well, let's until the end. I want to start by saying motivation is not some magical solution that can fix all your problems. Motivation isn't the answer or the end point. Motivation is where you start. Think about your goals like a road trip, and finding motivation is like choosing where you want to go and why. However, just because you pick the destination doesn't mean you will get there. You need to figure out ways and how you can achieve to get your own destination. You still have to put in work by driving the long hours and paying for gas. Sometimes you still need to change your tire and wait in traffic for a long time. But if you pick the right destination for a right reason, you can power through any obstacle. And sometimes it can leave you wondering why you took this trip in the first place. At some point, you will feel like turning around and giving up. Because some people just pick a random destination with no clue or why they chose it, or even if they make it Somehow, these people quickly realize it isn't really where they wanted to go. We all felt like this way in our lifetime somehow. But how can we change it? So today, I want to tell you how to motivate yourself. Motivate yourself the right way. Choosing meaningful goals to proceed through failures and follow this simple three-step, and you will find the right definition of lifelong success. First step is the power of expectation. After high school or college graduation, we might have an idea of how our life going to play out. But is that yours? Is it what you truly want? Or did someone else chose it for you? Most young adults are always trying to achieve their parents' and other people's definition of success, but they don't really understand why they wanted to go there. Living in someone else's dream won't make them truly happy in life. I understand we are surrounded by influences and expectations, and everyone around us has a vision of who we are, but the truth is, no one knows you better than you do. So don't ever spend your life trying to live up to their expectation. You shouldn't choose a path because people say you should. Your motivation has to come from you. It should stem by your talent, your interest, your purpose, and passion. But I'm not saying you should just ignore your family and community. But you don't have to live with someone's expectation and goals for the rest of your life. Follow your own passion and true happiness in life. If you already know where you're headed, or after you decided on your goals, tell someone about it. Explain to your close friends or family member about where you want to go or why you chose your path. Expressing yourself is the first step or taking to make it into reality, and you're more likely to achieve your goals. Step two is envision the details. So when you imagine your future, do you ever think about the little details like living in the really big house with 20 Ferrari and so much money in the bank? There's nothing wrong with dreaming or imagining about wealth and fame, but these aren't really actually goals. They are just things you think for fun, but it doesn't really exist. This is what separates a goal and a dream. Dreams are flexible and easy. They capture imaginary feelings and action. Some dreams inspire you to chase after something and motivate you, but your goals actually do the chasing. Goals are construct step towards something you want. They have deadline, cost, and obstacle. They can and should exist in real life, but people don't treat them that way. People tend to think their goals are impossible, so they only keep dreaming. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can motivate yourself by visualizing your goals and picture them down to the smallest detail. Like, if you want to take the ACT test, imagine you're in the room staring at your paper and feel the pencil in your hand and the seat on your back. This is the same technique countless professional athletes use before major competition. They envision themselves winning and then they do everything they can to bring that vision to reality. You can use this technique for your future. You can ask many questions as you can. Think of such as, what does your daily routine look like? Who do you spend most of the time with? How do you manage your finance? Where do you waste your time, and how can you change it? These questions may sound pointless, but each one gives you direction and drive. Thank you. Step 3 is to resurrecting motivation. I wish I can tell you that you will always have motivation, but I can't. People expect things to be smooth and easy, but life obviously doesn't work that way. Every path you take will be filled with failure and frustration. But you know these obstacles are coming, but sure, you don't know when or why or what, but it is going to happen eventually. Something will make you feel like giving up, so why not prepare yourself? The third step is to motivate it every day, is to figure out ahead of time and how to resurrect your motivation. Create a plan to navigate through your darkest, laziest moment. While everyone's plan will look a little different, but there's one key thing you need. Find a way to accept your failures. I did fail a lot of things in life, but it doesn't mean I'm going to give up. Whatever happened, happened. And you can't change that. If you spend the last 3 hours watching TV or going through Instagram instead of working, well, don't sit around feeling guilty about it. Instead, remind yourself that every second is a chance to wipe the slate clean. Learn from your mistake and try again. Like I say, nothing is going to happen overnight. We have to be obsessed, motivated, and committed toward our goals in life. The second answer is morning routine, which includes exercise. I personally didn't like to wake up early, like at all. I put at least 5 alarm clocks on my phone just to wake my ass up in the morning. You know why? Because I used to go to bed really late at night. I was a night owl and I can find energy in the morning or afternoon. And I recommend everyone to take your own sleep schedule very seriously. Because if you messed up your sleep schedule, you need to make it up for the next day and you won't find the same energy. If we look at CEOs and billionaires, they go to bed at 8 or 9 p.m. and wake up around 3 or 4:30 in the early morning. I'm not saying you have to wake up early in the morning, but I want you to realize things that you can achieve and do in the morning. When everyone wakes up around 11 or 12, you're already halfway done with your work and project. So would you rather stay up all night or wake up early in the morning and finish everything first so you can have more free time during afternoon and evening? Early risers have more advantage in life. One of the biggest benefits of waking up early is the ability to go to sleep early. So at night, your brain needs to relax after a day of hard work. Therefore, sleeping late at night and forcing your brain to stay up longer while you're already tired can really mess up your brain. Now I personally wake up at 7:30 in the morning. And as you know, it was really hard for me. Sometimes I just want to give up. But do you want to know the trick? I write down all my to-do list, plan, and goals on the notebook, and I put it right next to my bed. I list every little thing I want to do on the next day, and it helps me to keep motivated easily, because I don't have to stress out about what I have to do next. But don't put your to-do list like go pee, brush your teeth, or brush your hair, every little things. I mean, if you want to, it's fine, but I don't think you need to. So for example, what I do is I put the check box next to it. So first, wake up 7:30, check. Second, exercise, check. Clean the dining room, check. Shower, check. Pray, check. Eat breakfast, check. Write journal, check. Read 30 minutes, check. Now that's my morning routine. And it's very easy if you stick to it. My goal is to wake up at 6 a.m. every day. So first week was not easy, so I put my phone far away from my bed. So whenever the alarms open, I have to stand up and walk 10 feet away. so that I can wake up myself. And after that, I pick up my phone and I just walk right into the bathroom and brush my teeth and wash my face. So every time you accomplish your to-do list or when you check your checkbox, you feel amazing and good about yourself for a whole day. Setting goals can help you achieve so many things in life, not just your morning routine. However, don't pressure yourself too much when you start doing something. When we pressure our body, we tend to get frustrated and give up easily. Even though my goal is to wake up at 6 a.m. in the morning, I didn't start right away because I know I will fail and I will be really frustrated, which leads to a bad mood and it will turn to a bad day. I don't want that. So I start my first 2 weeks waking up at 8 a.m. and later I wake up 7:30, like right now. And next few weeks, I will set my alarm at 6 in the morning. Make it easy and make it achievable. We want to make this as our habit, right? Because we want it for a long term. Studies shows anywhere from 30 days to 2 months before a new behavior become automatic. So we need at least 30 days to stick with our new habits. If you want to achieve big things in life, you have to start with little things. And I recommend morning routine will be the best option to start your day. Answer number 3 is wasting time on social media. I'm not saying you need to delete all the social media. Like I say, I only deleted it for a few weeks. And let me tell you, that few weeks is the most peaceful moment that I ever have in my life. It brings my soul and energy, mind and happiness back in life. All the comparison, wanting attention, wanting to fit in, or wanting to flex, it all goes away. As a young adolescent, we can get influenced by many people very easily. We want to buy a car when we see our friends or celebrities posting on social media, flexing their new cars, motorcycle, or new girlfriend. We get so easily distracted with our time and money. Time is money. Some people won't believe me, but let me tell you again. Time is money. Growing up with social media can lead to positive and negative outcome. Positive outcome on social media can bring closer connection with our friends and family. Okay, that's a lie. That is the biggest lie. Because nowadays, when we hang out with our friends and family, we can't even put our goddamn phone, because we are so distracted by those. And negative outcomes are lower self-esteem, comparison, depression, FOMO, and anxiety. Even though we know all the negative things that can affect us because of the social media, we do find a way to use it because we are so addicted to this. This is what social media companies want. They want our attention, time, and data, which brings more money to their company. I will talk about social media in the future episode, but for now, what I'm trying to say is quitting social media can be very beneficial for you. And it can bring true happiness in life and it can change everything. It can change a lot. If you're going through a tough time or trying to find your true happiness, I do recommend you to quit social media as long as you need, because it will change your life. If you don't believe me, please, I want you to try it and let me know how that goes. Because no doubt, I promise it will lead to a better connection toward yourself and others. You will be so protective and it will surprise you, I promise. The first day I quit social media, I finished all my homework in 3 hours, which usually takes me around 7 or 8 hours every day. When I finished my homework, I had nothing to do, so I started reading and learning a lot more stuff that I'm interested in, but I never had a time before because I was always on my phone. Now I have a free time doing something I love rather than scrolling down on social media, looking at memes and other people's business that won't benefit anything for me. I can use my time and money and invest on things that benefit my future. However, if you're doing social media marketing or advertisement for your brands or business, I think it's a good idea to use it, but I feel like we should set a time limit every day. For me personally, I set a time 30 minutes a day, and it helped a lot, not just mentally but physically. According to a expert, staring at a screen for too long without taking break can also lead to difficulty of focusing, headache, dry eyes, and itchy eyes. See, what a waste of time, right? Ask yourself what is generously worth your attention. Please, please answer that question. But at the end of the day, the choice is yours. Answer number 4 is better financial saving, which include going out and buying things that you don't need. As everyone knows that going out and buying stuff every day is really expensive and it is gonna bite your ass later on in life. I used to buy boba, In-N-Out, popcorn chicken every single day. Even though my mom cooks all my favorite foods every single day, I still go out and buy things that I don't need every single day. It wasn't healthy for me or my money. I would have saved $50 a week if I didn't spend on foods or going out for no reason. I realized I can actually do something with my money. For example, I can invest in my saving for college or put it in the stock market and make it and grow it more, or buying a camera so I can start my YouTube channel, or buy a microphone for my pocket so that people can listen to my voice with higher quality. It is like making a business, but I don't regret it because it is not like I can have my money back, you know? But I can do something, which is I can change myself. I can improve myself. If I want to become rich, I can just spend all my money wasting on foods or going out with friends every day. You need to be hungry for work and money. I have to love my money, which means I have to take care and think and learn about how I can grow it. Now I'm reading How to Think and Grow Rich, and I have been reading many financial books so that I can have a better relationship with money. So managing my financial saving is another step to become rich and happy. Answer number 5 is please read, read, read. I'm telling you, reading books can change your life. Reading can improve your vocabulary skills, like Harry Potter. I'm just kidding. It can really improve self-esteem, build good communication skills, and it is healthy for your brain. As everyone knows, all the successful people around the world recommend everyone to read books. So there is no doubt reading books is one of the best option and opportunity. To be honest, there is no limit in books. You can read whatever you want as long as you're learning something. And it can also depend on your interest. So for me, personally, I like to read nonfiction, which are business, finance, stock market, self-development, and anything that gives me motivation. I put 30 minutes at least for reading in the morning routine, so I practice it every day, so it's like my everyday things now, you know? Like I say, don't pressure yourself when you are not used to it. I remember I tried to read for an hour a day and it didn't go so well for the long term. So start with at least 20 or 30 minutes a day and you can increase your time from there. But please take advantage of our school and public free libraries. Not only that, we have free access to the internet and we can learn anything, like anything we want. So use your time wisely. Time is money, guys, so please take advantage of it. Thank you guys for listening. For the next week podcast on Monday, I will be talking about why are people becoming less happier in our generation. and what is the best solution to fix it. So stay tuned and please give it a like, share, and subscribe to my podcast. I want everyone to know that I'm here for you and I wish you all the best because you all deserve every happy moment in life. Stay safe and good luck.